Joining me now, we have from the Prairie du Chien Eagles Club, Chad Abram, Nate Brenner, and Nick Crary, going to talk a little bit about the things that are going to be going on at the Eagles Club during the Cancer and Heart Telethon, which is coming up this Saturday night. And Chad, let's start with you and maybe give a little history of the Eagles Heart and Cancer Telethon.
Sure. This is the 48th year that the telethon will be happening in Prairie du Chien. It's made over $1 million. I still remember in 98 when I moved here, going to the event as just a brand new person in the area. And Dan Rulo, I went with Don Rulo, whose son Danny Rulo was a pretty big part of this for years before cancer finally got him and he'd passed away. But Danny was such a great inspiration to a lot of kids. Him and Mr. Tom Nelson did a lot of great things for the telethon throughout the year. And then these little parties started popping up. And there was one called the 12th Street Party. And Tom Stram used to deliver pizzas to the 12th Street Party a lot, because occasionally at the 12th Street Party, they had something for him to drink inside of a Pepsi can. Don't know what it is, but he used to love to deliver pizzas to 12th Street. And then they moved to a fire station, and then eventually it got so big, we're like, you know what? Let's have something at the club. I mean, there was always something going on at the club, Mike, throughout the during the telethon, but we're like, let's have a big fundraiser at the Eagles Club. And so about 5-6 years ago, we started doing this with a lot of help from the gentlemen that are here. I know Max Erickson helps a lot. Tara Henry has helped in the past. You know, and it takes volunteers to come in and do this. We don't, you know, we're volunteering our time to be down there all day on Saturday to help benefit a great cause. We love giving the money. Any convention you go to for the Eagles Club around the country, they know Prairie du Chien because of the telethon. We net the most fundraising funds because of the telethon throughout the entire state. The Eagles Club of Prairie du Chien is number one out of all the Eagles clubs for fundraising funds.
No, that's a great statistic.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Outstanding.
Right. Well, I tell you what, Nick, let's turn it over to you real quick and tell us what's all going to be going on Saturday.
So we'll have hot beef sandwiches, chips, coleslaw, and dessert for $10. That'll start about 1 o'clock. We'll have bar bingo, which will start about 5:30 and go to about 7:30. We got some basket raffles that we'll be selling tickets for. We'll start selling tickets about 2 o'clock. We'll have a meat raffle with those basket raffles. And we got a live auction starting at 8 o'clock sharp. Adam's Auction has kindly come down again. They're going to do it like we always have. That's kind of where they started, so they kind of enjoy this. And we'll have telethon on the TVs all night watching that, and then kind of a party afterwards.
Yeah, we want to point out for us new guys in the community, yeah, the telethon itself going to be going on at the new Prairie du Chien Arts Center. This event going to be at the Eagles Club, so we don't get those too confused. But it's going to be a lot of fun all over Prairie du Chien, from what I understand, when I had Tom and Dan in talking to me last week. So looking forward to that. And Nate, tell us a little bit about the money that you raise. You kind of have the first certain amount of it earmarked for a special benefit.
Correct. A couple years ago, a couple of us decided to donate the first $1,000 we raised actually at the Eagles Club to a local person or family that is affected by heart disease or cancer in some way or shape or form. So this year we decided to donate our first $1,000 that we raised at the Eagles Club to Oakland Peterson. Oakland was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer. She's currently receiving treatments at St. Mary's in Rochester. So the first $1,000 we raise on Saturday will go towards her family to help with expenses for travel, hotel costs, things of that nature, however they seem to seem fit. And then the rest of the money we raise that evening will go directly towards the Eagles Heart and Cancer Telethon.
Well, a couple of things that we didn't talk about last week when we did have Tom and Dan in here. As far as donating when they're watching the telethon, you're going to have like a website they can go to?
Yeah, the telethon produces a website. Randy Paskey runs that, where you can make your online auction bids that are happening at the school. And then donating for the telethon as well. The other thing that they can do is they can just stop in at the Eagles Club. we have the cards there that people wouldn't stop in, and they already started to file in to make donations towards $25 to a loved one, or to, you know, in memory of, or in honor of. We have those cards as well, but you can do them both either online or in person at the Eagles Club, or I don't know if the school will have people there. I'm sure they will, so they could possibly even stop at the school to give a donation as well for this great event. The other thing we need to remind people is, besides the great events that Nick spoke of, we also have things at the club that they're there now, and all you have to do is come in and buy a $5 chance. $5 gets you a chance on either a 9mm Glock pistol, a 7mm rifle with a Vortex scope, a Michael Kors purse with a wallet with a surprise inside. I know what it is. And a couple of homemade Wisconsin-shaped chairs that were homemade by Dave Erickson. That'd be Max's father. Beautiful chairs. And it's just $5 a ticket to get yourself on the board. All that money goes to the telethon. And throughout the night, last year we started the Eagles Club cam. So we're going to have actually a camera that's going to come in live from the Eagles Club. Last year I did my rendition of Piano Man, so I'm assuming that'll happen again. Somebody will challenge me to sing Piano Man for some donations, so more than likely that's going to happen. But it's a good time, and, you know, like I said, we're open to the public. Come on in, sit down, buy some $5 chances, enjoy a soda pop or a Frosty mug, whatever, and donate money towards this great cause.
My thanks to Chad Abram, along with Nate Bremer and Nick Crary, the Eagles Heart and Cancer Telethon. It's all happening this Saturday with a little bit of extra fun going on at the Eagles Club here in Prairie du Chien.